the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him, and everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need, which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about how to be a better person in the new year.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan. إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان يا ربي يا رحمن يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان.
Today Sunday is the 26th of Shaban 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Isfand 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of March 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we open the Quran first. And for today, let's listen to chapter Al-Hajj, verse 46.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ.
So have they not traveled through the earth, and have hearts by which to reason, and ears by which to hear? For indeed, it is not eyes that are blinded, but blinded are the hearts which are within the breasts.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The experimental and scientific voyages are some worthy things which lead to the way of development of knowledge. The reason is that the length and periods are like more classes of learning. So those who do not take examples from them are worthy of being blamed. Whose then the blindness of eyes is the blindness of hearts, which do not obtain their insight by advice and admonition. Remember, on the last episode of today's special, we open a chapter under the title of New Year Resolution. This is the continuation. What constitutes a good person? It is an age-old question. When you think of someone you admire, you probably think of a person who is kind, hardworking, generous, courageous, and always does the right thing even when it is incredibly difficult. Sometimes people are not as good as they want to be, or as they believe they can be, but it does not have to be permanent. Everyone has phases of their life they are not proud of. Who you are at your worst is not who you have to be forever. Well, all can try to be a better person in the new year.
Thank you.
Dear brothers and sisters, due to the arrival of the New Year holidays and the days that we have ahead, so it's the time for us to think and ponder on how to become a better person. Thanks to Allah for the countless blessings that He showers upon us every day. And appreciate what we have instead of obsessing over what we wish we had. Also, thanks to people for whatever good they do to us. And appreciate their thought and effort every time we accomplish a goal. We'll objectively learn more about ourselves and figure out ways of improvement, inshallah. So when you love yourself, you will want what's best for it. Thus, you look for whatever can make it comfortable and content. Learn to accept yourself for who you are, and only then will you be able to enhance it and feel better. Tell yourself that you're kind and compassionate, that you're worthy and important, anything that would make you feel loved and accepted by yourself. You should start by loving yourself, because you won't be able to love other people if you don't love yourself first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu isbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu wa taqullaha la'allakum tuflihun. O you who believe, be steadfast and patient, and be constant, and consciously revere Allah, so that you may be successful. Surah Al-Imran, verse 200. You can't expect to change if you keep making excuses for anything that goes wrong with you, because you won't see anything that needs to be changed with you that way. You should take accountability for your actions and take responsibility for your decisions. You shouldn't blame anyone or anything for your mistakes. Instead, try to learn from your mistakes, which in turn will help you be a better person.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
How to be a better person? One way is stop being angry. If you let yourself be angry, your anger will modify your decision-making ability and you'll start making decisions that aren't very rational. Anger is also known for damaging relationships and negatively affects one's health. So if you let it overtake you, it will prevent you from improving yourself. It might even get into trouble. I know controlling anger is a difficult task, but if you try your best to do so, you will benefit from great rewards. Be more self-aware. In order to become a better person, you should learn to notice yourself and know how you behave in different situations. Then you'll know when to improve yourself if you do something improperly and continue to do what you're doing right. This point is very important, because you can't be a better person if you don't know what you should improve of yourself in the first place.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see, it's thanks to you.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. We start this part by this phrase, expose yourself to new experiences to grow as an individual. We're speaking about being a better person. Comfort zones are great, but they can also be stagnant. Every once in a while, change up your daily schedule, try something new, and step outside your comfort zone. Trying new things that make you a little uncomfortable can broaden your horizons and open your eyes to a different perspective. Here, some points. Make a bucket list of things you can do outside of your comfort zone. then spend every other weekend checking an activity off the list. Ask friends to join you on your adventures for double the fun. Experiment with a different routine by going to a different coffee shop for lunch or taking the alternative route to work. Don't be afraid to challenge yourself. The impossible can be obtainable if you put your best foot forward.
Find an appropriate personality, such as a pious individual, a scholar, a prophet, an imam, and try to imitate them. Try to act their personalities. It really does work. If you're a young man who's going to college and you're surrounded with all these temptations and you're lured every single day, choose a personality like Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam. See how he maintained his faith, how he resisted his temptations. Read about his life. The Quran tells us just a few glimpses of his life. Go and read all the details of his life. What happened with Prophet Yusuf, peace be upon him? When you read about him, you become familiar with his character and you try to imitate this character. This is an excellent way to change your personality, to make your personality a better human being. That is why you'll find those actors who play in religious movies, you know, featuring prophets or imams, they are touched by the role which they assume in that movie. And many of them change. Maybe before the movie they weren't that observant, they weren't that pious, but after acting in that movie and playing this noble role, you actually see them changing. They are touched by the role. And this is an amazing, beautiful lesson for us. Take one of those examples and try to imitate them in your own private life. Pretend to be like them. Pretending really does have an impact. Haven't you seen those people, you know, who are constantly lying and they pretend that things happened which didn't? They pretend as if something happened. What's funny is that after a while, they begin to believe their own lies. Initially, they simply were pretending that it happened. But when you keep pretending and pretending for some time, you start believing in it. And it becomes a reality for you. It becomes a fact for you. So pretend to be a pious individual. Assume a character. Be creative in how you do that. And this will have an impact on you.
Dear listeners, that was all about this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic another time. Till then, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyun Imami, La fata illa Ali, Aliyun Imami, Aliyun Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is an aphorism from Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, the Holy Prophet Sikh's infallible successor. If a person observes his brother in faith performing something evil and does not prevent him in spite of his ability and authority to do so, then he's really treacherous to his brother.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith. This hadith is about the love of children, the virtue of loving children. You know, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is very famous, that he was very kind to children. When he would pass children on the street, he would say salam to them, he would greet them, he would be even the first to greet them. And, you know, many hadiths have been narrated regarding, you know, children and why it's virtuous to love children. And, you know, this is very significant, especially when we take into consideration the environment in which the Prophet was designated and delegated as a prophet. You know, it's very famous that the people of the Arabian Peninsula, they were very, you know, hard-hearted, and you know, it's very famous that a lot of them would bury their children alive. And for whatever reason, there's a difference of opinion here regarding the cause of this. But in any case, this has been narrated. So in the context of the environment in which he was designated and delegated and was sent out as a prophet, you know, these hadiths which mention the love of children as a virtue, you know, it has even more significance and importance. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Love children and have mercy on them." And he also said the following: once a man, in the presence of the Prophet, he said very proudly, he said, "I have never kissed a child ever before." After this person left the Prophet, said the following: "To me, this man is one of the people of hell. هذا رجل إندي أنه من أهل النار." This is definitely a person from amongst the people of hell. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Allah has mercy on a servant because of his strong love for his child. Right? Of course, we should add the reservation that, you know, the love that we have for our children, it should never supersede and overpass, you know, our love for Allah and religion. We should never overstep the bounds of religion because of our love for our children. And this is one of the things that has been reflected in hadith. In many hadiths, it's been mentioned that having a child is indeed a test and is a trial. It's a fitna. And the Holy Quran says, know that your possessions and your children are only a test, and that Allah with him is a great reward. And the Prophet said, our children are our hearts, the younger ones from among them are our kings, and the older ones are our enemies. When they are alive, they are a trouble for us, and when they die, they make us grieve. And Imam Ali said, do not let most of your preoccupation be with your family and children, for if your family and children are lovers of Allah, Allah does not forget his followers. And if they are the enemies of Allah, then what is your concern and preoccupation with the enemies of God? Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at loving children in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools Network. Here we are with Brother Fawad Haider, Ali Nasir, and Hassan Nasrullah. Salamun alaikum and welcome.
Alaikum assalam.
How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah.
Fine?
Great.
That's good. Fawad Haider, how are you doing?
Salam, sir. I'm fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. I'm good. And Hassan Nasrullah?
Salam alaikum, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. How about you?
Fine, sir.
Good, good. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. We hope, inshallah, you stay with us till the end of this session. Today, we are going to work on Ayah 30 of Surah Ali Imran on page 54. So, brothers and sisters, please hold your Quran, turn to page 54, ayah 30 of Surah Ali Imran. So, everybody, let's listen once to the recitation.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا ويحذركم الله نفسه والله رؤوف بالعباد.
Now I will recite this ayah, right? And inshallah, make sure you listen carefully and then repeat. Brothers and sisters, please practice the recitation. Then inshallah, we'll move on with the explanation. We'll have a short explanation, then inshallah, the tajweed rules. Are you ready? Yes.
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء.
يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء
وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا.
وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا.
ويحذركم الله نفسه.
ويحذركم الله نفسه.
والله رؤوف بالعباد.
والله رؤوف بالعباد.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا. ويحذركم الله نفسه والله رؤوف بالعباد. It says the day, it talks about the day of judgment, okay, يوم القيامة, the day that every soul, okay, the day that every soul will find present whatever good it has done, okay, and as to whatever evil it has done. So whatever we do in this world, we'll see every single thing present. If we do good things, hasanat, we'll see. If God forbid we commit sins, sayyat, we'll see. Every single, that day I told you the story of the man who just smiled at the kid, okay? Who was in the car, like his dad and mom were fighting, okay, together, having arguments. But he made a smile at that kid, okay? And that kid started laughing. So the mom and dad, okay, started laughing as well. So then they shared love. They changed their decision. They were about to, God forbid, to get divorced. Yes, but they changed their mind. They said, oh, we got a good family. Look, this man wouldn't even believe that he will see this hasana in the day of judgment, but he saw that. Yeah, present.
Yes.
So, he had like a near-death experience. So in his near-death experience, he saw that. Now, Allah Almighty says that you will see every single thing you do. Good things, bad things, you will see. مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا. You see it present there. Okay? وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ as well present. So, when you see the good things, you're so happy. But when you see the bad things, what happens? You say, تَوَدُّ. It says that every soul, every person who sees his bad, like his sins, he says tawaddu, he loves, he wishes. لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا, he wishes that there was a big distance between him and his bad deeds. He wishes he even didn't do them. Yes, but that day, it's not possible. You have done it. It's already recorded. So we wish, inshallah, you always do good deeds, hasanat, inshallah, and stay away from sayyat. This is the last message. The best thing in obedience, in ita'at of Allah is to do حسنات and stay away from سيئات. That's enough.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي.
قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Now, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for more explanation. Let's move on with the Tajweed Rus, Ali Nasir, Fawad, and Hassan. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ. Right? This is the way you read without Tajweed. نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ. But the Tajweed rule says?
إِدْغَام
has to be applied here. نَفْسِيم. Right? نَفْسِيم. Nasal sound. A ghunna sound, and also two counts, two beats. Nafsim amilat. Ayn has to be very clearly and correctly pronounced. Min khayrin. This is the way you read, and that's correct. There is no tajweed rule, special tajweed rule, yes. It is idhar, it says no rule, right? Min khayrin. Why? After nun sakin we have the letter. Kha, right? Min khayrin. Muh khayrin plus meem.
Idgham.
Idgham, right? Khayrim muhdara, right? Muhdaran. If you stop here, yeah, you change the tanween fatha to?
Ha.
Alif mad. Alif mad. A sound. Muhdara. But when you connect it with the next part of the ayah, you merge the sound with waw. The tanween merges with what? With waw. مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ. مِنْ سُوءٍ. مِنْ سُوءٍ. Nun sakin plus seen.
إخفى.
مِنْ سُوءٍ. Hide the sound of noon and produce a nasal sound. Hide a hidden noon sound. Hidden noon sound. مِنْ. Not مِنْ. Clearly do not say the noon sound. مِنْ. Right?
Yes.
Su has a mad on the top. Is the mad wajib here, Ali Nasir? What do you think?
Yeah, it is wajib.
It is wajib, yes?
Yes.
You have to stretch it for six counts. Why, Hassan, Hamza, and Alif mad?
In the same letter.
Same word. Same word, yes? Yeah. He means in the same word. Not in the two separate words. They are in the same word. Su. So, you got to stretch the sound. And also, su. In after su in tanween after tanween, what do you have?
Ta
is from the rest of the letters.
Ikhfa
is applied. You hide the sound of tanween, produce a hidden noon sound. Min su in hidden noon sound. So tawaddu low low has the ow sound, ow lean sound.
Yeah.
Low and. Yes. بين أن نون مشدد إدغام أغنى سام أن بينها وبينه has a stretched sound, a longer sound. Yes?
Yes.
You see the baby ya? Baby waw? أمدا بعيدا أمدا تنوين plus ba.
إقلاق.
أمدا بعيدا. Yes? قلا tells you it's better to?
Stop.
Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
Yeah. What does Sela tell you?
It's better to continue.
Continue. But it's Pela, it's better to stop here. So we stop here. وَيُحَذِّرُ يُحَذِّرُ ذَال has to be pronounced correctly. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ Allah, the letter Lam has to be pronounced with heavy sound.
Yes.
وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ Raufum, Iqlab, and Bil'ibad, Dal has to produce a bouncing sound. That's all. Alhamdulillah, we finished this ayah. Inshallah, next session, we'll move on with the rest of the ayah. So, Fawad, Hassan, Ali Nasir, any questions?
No.
brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for listening to IRIB English Radio. We really recommend you stay with IRIB English Radio, inshallah, for the next coming sessions. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Xavier International Schools Network. Thanks to Fawad, Hassan, and Ali Nasir. See you in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahu.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniyya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك.
Dear brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience except when you awakened me because of your love. We were discussing the different aspects of the concept of love, and we concluded in the previous episode that love manifests itself in two different ways. At times, it manifests itself in the form and shape of yearning and shauq, and at other times, it manifests itself in the form of uns. Now, these two states
are two different descriptions of the state of love, but with a difference that the state of shauq occurs to the one who loves someone or something when he is away from the beloved, but the state of uns occurs to the lover when he is in the presence of the beloved. Now, in order to discuss more and elaborate more, we have to pay attention to one fact. We have one kind of veil which stirs up yearning and longing in the hearts of the servants of the Almighty Allah. This is called the veil of light. This is the veil which, according to Imam Hujjah, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, in the supplication of iftitah, can never be opened. Now, it is this kind of veil that stirs up shauq and longing in the hearts of the servants. Speaking of this yearning and love for Allah, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, says in the whispered prayer of al-Muridin, or the devotees, O Allah, nothing will cool my burning thirst but reaching you. Nothing will quench my ardor but meeting you. Nothing will damp my yearning but gazing upon your face. Nothing will settle my settling place without closeness to you. Allay my worry but your repose. Cure my illness but your medicine. Eliminate my grief but your nearness. Heal my wound but your forgiveness. Remove the rust on my heart but your pardon.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. Hafaftahu bir rahmati wa ridwan. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Now, in contrast to this disclosure, there is another type of disclosure, that is the disclosure of Allah to His servants without closing a door between them and Him. such that He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, listens to their secret prayer while He is nearer to them than their jugular vein, as the Holy Quran says. نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, intervenes between a man and his heart, and nothing of that enters into their hearts is concealed from him. Here it is that a servant feels that he is in the presence of his master. Here it is that the servant fears going against his commands and disobeying him, develops intimacy with his remembrance, and finds tranquility in invoking him and whispering to him. In a divine narration, Allah the Exalted says to some of his messengers, describing their prayer to him in the darkness of the night while people are asleep, "Had you only seen them praying to me in the darkness while I have become incarnate before their eyes, addressing me while I am far above to be seen, and talking to me while I cannot be physically present." So, the kind of servant that has this kind of intimacy and love would not get wearied of standing before Allah, nor would he feel the passing of time. Have you not seen a man in the presence of a beloved whom he is fond of? Does he get tired? Does he get wearied? Or does he perceive the passing of time? No. What would be the case if a person feels that he is in the presence of Allah? What would be the case if the person, if the supplicant, if the servant understands that he is in the presence of his Lord, hearing his speech, listening to him, seeing him, while he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is with him? The Holy Quran says, "He is with you wherever you may be." So he would attain tranquility and rest only in the remembrance of Allah, because the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك أحبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك أحبك يا شعبان
والعالم يقول لك أحبك
شعبان بجمالك
أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان
Every night and every day Every night and every day Never forget to say لا إله إلا الله Never forget to say لا إله إلا الله
RIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Kalaw Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Our special guest speaker for today's discussion from the Islamic House of Qom is Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suhail. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
All right, Brother Suhail, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of tabliq, preaching Islam during the holy month of Ramadan. We know that in this holy month, so many muballigh, so many preachers disseminators, is better to say, of the Islamic teachings are sent here and there in order to talk about Islam, the Holy Quran, the importance of the holy month of Ramadan. And now for today's discussion, we want to talk about especially the role that the women have in this tabligh. Can a lady or a woman be a muballagha in the holy month of Ramadan, being sent here and there to talk about holy month of Ramadan? Usually the sayyids or the sheikhs are sent here and there. What about a woman?
Okay, as a beginning, we would like to define what tabligh is.
Yes.
And then slowly
yes,
you could understand like,
yes,
if only male are allowed to do this kind of preaching or no, women are also allowed. So tabligh means to propagate, to get an audience, to give out information regarding certain things. So when we say tabligh or muballigh or muballigha, we mean someone who is propagating for Islam, who is giving information related to Islam. So, yes, in regards to women, yes, they can do tabligh in general and specifically in the month of Ramadan. They can do this in many fields. And one of the greatest fields that is a challenge today is the fields that requires women as audience or sisters, for example.
Yes.
Where a lot of male speakers or muballighs would go and preach. But the effect of a woman going into this kind of audience has maximum impact compared to a male going and giving out a speak. It doesn't mean that the value of a muballigh is lower than a muballigha, no. It's just in some sense the muballigha has more power preaching to its own gender, and they are more free towards themselves compared to when it is a muballigh that is going there, meaning a male preacher.
Usually during the month of Ramadan, Islamic laws questions are asked. Some specific laws are related to ladies, you know.
Yes.
So asking them from a woman, a muballigha, is much better. Okay? But a woman in Islam or a lady cannot be an imam of a prayer or something like that, isn't it?
No. They are in some conditions. For example, if she's leading women... Mm-hmm. In namaz,
yes.
Then she can lead. The only difference is that for a male imam to lead a prayer, he has to move forward,
yes,
while everyone is following him. For a woman, they all are in one line,
okay,
and then she does lead the prayer in that sense, where the followers are only women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. But why women doing tabligh? I mean, what is the advantage?
One of the advantages is that we know that... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, male and female, to complete each other. The same goes for tabligh as well. While there are some tabligh that can 100% be done by male, there are others that can be done properly by women.
Okay.
And also not forgetting how male and women...